The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen.
Well, folks, on the line with us now, we've got Nolan Lawrence of the Hillbenders. And Nolan, folks just got to hear you channel your inner Tina Turner. For the Acid Queen.
I do my best.
I love the story about how Pete Townsend asked you about that.
Oh, man, that was great.
And here's this guy in a fedora with a beard said, that was me singing Tina Turner's part. How have things been going for you since the last time we talked about 18 months ago? Tommy taking off?
Tommy has been just absolutely blowing up. We have, since 18 months ago, we have taken it around the world, actually. We've been to the UK with it and did a large tour over there. We took it over to Australia and did a big festival over there, and it's been all over the U.S. We're fixing to head to Canada here this later this week, and we've got dates through the rest of the year already booked up. The venues have been getting bigger, the crowds have been getting bigger and more into it, and it's just been, it was a wild ride even when we talked 18 months ago, and now it's just getting bigger and better and cooler, and it's been so much fun.
And the reason we're talking to you again so soon is because you'll be appearing at the Baby Grand in downtown Wilmington on Sunday, March 26th at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's going to be...
Can't wait for that one.
Oh, it's a really nice hall. I've seen the last two acts I've seen, I think, were Junior Brown and Nora Jane Struthers are probably the last two acts I've seen in that hall.
Oh, nice. I love me some Junior Brown.
Yeah, it's a great little hall. You'll really enjoy it. But the show is not going to be all Tommy.
No. As we do with a lot of our shows, we're actually going to open up. I believe we're going to open or close. I'm not certain, but I think we're going to open up with a set of our own original music and some of our favorite covers from some of the other records that we've done in the course of the last 9 years together.
I think you were out at Telluride in, 2009? And we had been playing together for about a year before that?
Uh-huh, that's right.
This is live radio, so you're supposed to give me more than that. Come on, Nolan.
Yeah, we were together for about a year. We got together... Actually, almost 9 years ago, we're just a couple weeks shy of it. It was April 1st in 2008, and we started as a four-piece. We didn't have Gravy Boat with us, and he had actually played with the group that some of the Hillbenders had played in before as well in Springfield, but that group broke up in 2007 sometime, and that's kind of how the Hillbenders came about. Several members of that group reformed and added me to the mix, and we became the Hillbenders. And then right about a year later, we went to that Telluride competition, and a few months prior to that, Gravy Boat had come back home to visit folks and friends, and we talked him into playing with us a few times, and we really hit it off, and so we talked him into learning a bunch of the parts and into competing with us at Telluride, and he joined us there. And after we won, it was pretty evident that he was going to need to move back to Springfield and join the band, and that all happened shortly thereafter, and we've been going ever since.
Well, I just love the fact that a band of reprobates like yourselves are based out of the buckle of the Bible Belt, Springfield, Missouri.
Yes. We all lived there for about 6 years, I think, and then the banjo player moved back to California, where he's originally from, and then I followed over a couple of years ago. I moved out here to California about 2 years ago, And now we fly just about everywhere we go and get rental cars and drive around, you know, the region.
Big timing us, Nolan. That's what you're doing.
Well, I think it's all Tommy's doing.
Thanks to Tommy, you can afford rental cars.
Yes.
The listeners have heard me play it on the air, but the song that first introduced me to you was one that began with a shotgun.
Red stains on a white wedding dress. A broken heart and jealousy shot me through the chest. Red stains on your white wedding dress. The day we were to marry, now you lay me down to rest.
That was my introduction to the Hillbenders. Shotgun blast of the
Red Stain.
There's so much of your music has got this energy to it that's based on sort of a modern sensibility that's come out of the bluegrass tradition.
You know, we've always tried to bring a different edge to it, and that energetic approach, I think, is something that has just really resonated with all of us. And in the beginning, we didn't really know what it was or what to call it, but it's definitely evolved to kind of become recognized as a rock and roll sensibility, if you will, and so we've kind of grown and matured into that, and we're just as much an acoustic rock group as we are a bluegrass group these days with the kind of music that we're playing and how we're playing it.
Well, let's let the folks hear something from one of your older records, and then we'll let them hear something else from Tommy.
Sure.
What do you think they'd like to hear?
Let's do that Radio. Love that Radio.
Okay, this is the track Radio that was the big seller from your 2012 release, Can You Hear Me?
I want to hear my song on the radio. My one true love turned to solid gold. You can dust me off for a wedding or a funeral. Help bring back the memories when you get old on the radio. 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 Won't you play my favorite love song?
We're talking with Nolan Lawrence from the Hillbenders, and you just heard Radio from their 2012 release, Can You Hear Me? And Nolan, why don't you take this opportunity to tell us the real names of everybody in the band, not just Gravy Boat.
Well, Gravy Boat is his alias, actually. He's better known as Chad Graves. And before anybody asks, he is not, as far as we know, related to Josh Graves. And they've actually done a little research to verify that. So at this point, as far as we know, there is no connection there. But
it's just coincidence that both Dobro players are named Graves.
I know. And there's another one, too. I can't remember his first name, but there's another touring, performing Dobro player with the last name of Graves. I think his name is also Chad Graves, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, it's a pretty small circle of people to have multiple Graves in it. On guitar, we've got the guy responsible for arranging the Tommy Project as it is recorded. And his name is Jim Ray, or Jimmy Ray. And he's originally from Springfield, Missouri. And then his cousin, Gary Ray, is on the bass. Also from Springfield, Missouri, and as is Chad Graves. He's from the same area, at least. And then on the banjo, we've got Mark Cassidy, a former rapper from Huntington Beach, California.
Wait a minute. And, did you just say mandolin rap in the same sentence?
Banjo
rap. Yes. Oh, okay, that makes more sense. All right.
He didn't actually rap with the banjo, as far as I know, but he was a young kid out here growing up in Huntington Beach and got really into the hip hop and rap scene, and until he found a banjo in high school, and then went a la Del McCurry. So it was a pretty big 180 for him. But he's one of the best banjo players I know. I tell you what, he's just phenomenal on that thing.
Well, Nolan, you're one of the best mandolin players out there today. So it's
oh man, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, every time I talk to you, it's just another one in the series of mandolin players better than old Mando Richard here. But that's life.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's really cool that you guys came out of the Springfield area and have sort of expanded all the kinds of things that you're doing.
It's been a long road, I tell you what, doing that and growing and expanding to that, to the point that we are now. And I said earlier it was all Tommy, but, you know, we've been growing that fan base and that touring base for years and years before Tommy came along. And we were just kind of at the right point in our career when Tommy fell in our laps. And it has absolutely taken things through the roof since then. It's been wonderful.
And my memory is that your production of Tommy has the Pete Townsend seal of approval.
It does. Pete and Roger both have heard it.
Roger has too now?
Yes. We got to meet Roger in North Carolina, in Raleigh, actually. God, it's been 8 or 9 months ago, but we did a charity benefit with him for Teen Cancer America and performed Tommy there and did his version of Let My Love Open the Door, and he was up singing and having a great time with us. So it was super cool meeting both those guys.
Last time we talked, I knew you'd gone to a Pete Townsend show, and now you've also gone and been on stage with Roger Daltrey.
Yes. When I said it's been a wild ride, I was not kidding. It's been crazy.
What other kinds of stuff have you all been up to, or has it been pretty much touring in support of Tommy? Have you been working on anything new?
We have been, at least mentally speaking, working on some new projects and some new ideas, and we've got a whole basket full of them, and we haven't really picked one particular direction. Tommy has been keeping us so busy in the last year and a half that there hasn't really been a whole lot of time to think about or to take action on a new project. But we do have several irons in that fire, and we're hoping to use a little bit of downtime at the end of this year and get back in the studio and hopefully have something out pretty soon.
Several years ago, I was talking with John Reichman, and his band, the Jaybirds, have been together forever. But I think one of the reasons they've been together forever is they live in one province of Canada and three different states.
Lots of space helps.
But it also presents some challenges for you, I mean, with two guys in California and three back in Springfield area.
It does. It makes it really difficult to get together and practice and be creative together. Most of that ends up happening on the road nowadays. But it also can be a good thing. I mean, after being together with a group for this long, we're right around the corner from 9 years together. It's like a marriage with five people all in the same marriage, and it gets to be trying at times. So it's good to have some space, and it's good to be able to get away and do your own thing for a while. But it does make it more difficult to stay as connected as we were when we were all living in the same area.
Are all five of you working on different solo projects as well?
You know, I think just about everybody is involved with side projects and solo projects, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple more of those coming out pretty soon as well.
Oh, that'll be really cool. That'll be fun to look for.
Oh, yeah.
If you could pick out anyone you could play with today, outside of the Hillbenders, of course, who would you pick out for your dream session?
You mean like on stage together?
Sure.
You know, that's a tough question. It'd probably be, you know, one of my favorite bands with one of the coolest sounds that I've heard out there in a while is the Wood Brothers.
Oh, wow.
I would say I would love to sit in with the Wood Brothers.
Where are they based out of?
You know, I'm not sure if they're based out of Nashville or not. I think they might be based out of Nashville.
I think it's great that you guys are not in Nashville. I mean, that's just what Nashville needs, is another five itinerant musicians.
There's plenty of competition there already. Yeah, we're happy keeping outside of it.
Can you imagine trying to get your turn at the Station Inn?
You know, we've actually been there several times now.
You've played there now.
We sold out last time we were there. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. For a Tommy show?
We did. We did Tommy there actually the night before the Pete Townsend show, or it was actually a Who show that we went to, and it was in Nashville. And it was the night before that show, we had a sold-out show at Station Inn with Tommy and just had a blast.
You guys have any unusual experiences when you took Tommy to Europe?
I wouldn't say unusual. We had some really cool experiences. We played in a place called the Union Chapel, and it was I don't know how many hundreds of year old, just enormous cathedral with these huge spires and amazing stained glass windows, and I think two or three times a week it was converted into a venue, and they had just all kinds of top level international performers coming through there. And we got Tommy in there, and it was by far one of the coolest, if not the coolest venue we've ever played. Just this gorgeous, gorgeous space with incredible lighting and sound and a great crowd. And it was just kind of breathtaking, even being up on stage and seeing all of that. And of course, we got introduced to all kinds of cool people and big fans of The Who and of Tommy, and just had a blast. Too much fun, actually.
Now, you won't be playing in as gorgeous a venue. You'll be playing in a great venue on Sunday, March 26th of 2017, when you appear at the Baby Grand in downtown Wilmington at 7 p.m. And I
cannot wait.
I just think that Wilmington's not quite ready for you.
Well, we'll sweep them off their feet if we can.
It's just wonderful to have venues of the size that it makes economic sense to have a band like you come in.
Agreed. I could not agree more, and love being able to come to places that have that kind of culture and the people there to support it. And we're just tickled to be able to do this and to continue doing this for so long with such a great project.
You know, there's one very important thing I've not allowed you to do yet, and that's, Nolan, would you please plug your website?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hit us up at hillbenders.com. You can get a full copy of the schedule there. There's a bunch of links out to articles and videos from the Tommy Project and from our own stuff. There's tons of videos out there on YouTube, and we've got Instagram and Snapchat and all the rest of it. Just get on there and search Hillbenders, and we'll pop right up, and we'd love to engage with all of you guys out there.
Well, you guys are a very engaging band on the record, live, and over the telephone. It's great. I think people should go on out and check your show out on Sunday the 26th at the Grand, Baby Grand.
I hope they do, and we look forward to meeting them.
We're going to close the interview with a classic from Tommy. What did you choose for us to end with?
It's got to be the Pinball Wizard, man.
How do you go about taking a classic like that and doing up bluegrass?
You know, I think the guiding force behind that whole project for us was to try to emulate the energy and the passion with which the original was recorded. And if you kind of let that get into you and soak it in, it's easy to project that, or it seems easy for us to project that and just kind of live it out and play it like you're a rock star out there. And that's what we do, and we have so much fun with it, and it really comes across the way it should, I think, when we do that.
Nolan, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us.
Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it.
And folks, here come the Hillbenders and Pinball Wizard on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.